Okay, so we were in the middle of discussing, right, the issue of Dinei Hefsek, right, as it pertains to Birchas HaTorah. So in last shiur, we started discussing basically the approach, right, the first approach in the sugya, right, those Mefarshim who hold that Hefsek is not an issue. And we basically divided that first approach into different versions, right, one version of Mefarshim would say basically, Birchas HaTorah is basically mufka from the issue of Hesach Hadas, which worked out very nicely within the Birchas HaShevach approach, right? Because Birchas HaShevach, there's, and if you assume that the Birchas HaShevach is like a daily chiyuv, so then it doesn't really matter at all. You know, Hesach Hadas is not going to play any role whatsoever. And so another group, the other version, we'll call 1B, which said that Hesach Hadas fundamentally should be an issue because the Birchas HaMitzvah / Birchas HaNanin, but for other reasons, Hesach Hadas doesn't play a role. So, you know, the factor of, you know, the Bali Tosos, the idea that practically there's no Hefsek, or, you know, the idea of the Tur and the Graz, that as long as you start learning right away, that somehow circumvents the issue of Hefsek. But that was yesterday. So now we're going to move on to the second approach, of Mefarshim, who say that Hefsek, the Hesach Hadas, is Mechayev a new Birchas HaTorah. Basically, and if the person was, let's say, Shina's Kevel. A perfect example, if a person was involved in something which clearly, you know, functions as Hesach Hadas, then that's going to mechayev a new Birchas HaTorah. But again, unlike we had within the first approach, there are going to be two different versions here. The first version is going to align with the Birchas HaMitzvah approach. So it's a classical Hesach Hadas, that because Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, therefore if you're Mesiach Daito, so then just like Hesach Hadas is Mechayev Birchas HaMitzvah generally, it's going to Mechayev new Birchas HaTorah. So called approach 2A is going to say that Hefsek is an issue basically Midin Hesach Hadas, which is going to align nicely with the Birchas HaMitzvah approach. So the first Rishon seems to say this is the Rashba, right? Going to work out very well, Lishitasa. But the Rashba, if anybody has the Rashba inside, all right. So the Rashba, after quoting an alternative girsa of Hu Shekara Alatar, the idea that, you know, the Avarabba just has to be samuch to Kriya Shema, not that the Yerushalmi is chayev you to learn samuch to Avarabba, just to the Avarava to be samach to Kriya Shema. After quoting that, which has its own implications, it sounds like according to the Avarava's midin Birchas HaMitzvah. That's a separate discussion. Then he goes on to Avol Lesvarim de Garsi. Do you see that in that first paragraph, Gavi? Avol Lesvarim de Garsi v'hu Shoshana.
Yeah.
They go for it.
Avol Lesvarim de Garsi v'hu Shoshana
al Atar on the spot.
Ein a bracha motziaso ela yedei usa Kriya hasmuch lechaverta. Bracha is only motzi the kriya, the learning, which is samach to the bracha. Samach together. Ha'im hefzeg v'chadar v'kara, tzara chulat v'var.
Right, so the first makor for this, right, for the shita, right, the second approach, which says that Hesach Hadas does play a role and is mechayev a new bracha, is the Rashba, right? And again, this is within approach, you know, called 2A, version 2A, to say it's midin. Sounds like you're right. Midin Hesach Hadas. And how do we know? How is it, what's the raya within the Rashba? Then it's midin Hesach Hadas, and not some other type of din, which we'll see soon. Is the exception that the Rashba is going to quote in just a moment, right? Because the Rashba right here basically says, oh, that if you're mafsik, right, so then you require a new bracha for your next limud. But the Rashba is a very important exception. It says there's one case where you're not going to require a new bracha. You see, skip a couple lines. See, mikol makom. Gavi, it's the next paragraph. Mikomakom b'misha roga likros.
Yeah,
go for it.
Mikomakom b'misha roga likros v'lasuk b'torah v'holich b'malachdu k'tzas v'daito alalima
l'ma'ar
in yanov v'lachdu alimudo ein tzarech l'achdu l'varech afilu daze yitzalim.
So what is that saying? What's the one exception? If what?
A person is normally takes a break or something like that.
Exactly. Is that even a person like who's, you know, so serious about his learning, is that even when he, you know, takes a break for his work, right? Say even someone who's, you know, who's working full time, but again his mind is always to go back to his learning, so then that person was not Mesiach Das. So that it's very clear from that exception of the Rashba that when the Rashba was Mechayev a new bracha, it was because he was Mesiach Daito. Therefore, says the Rashba, in a tzir, in a situation where the person is not Mesiach Daito, because even though he's working, but he, in his person, right, in that person's mind, he always is planning on returning to his learning. So in that case, that is not going to be, there's no Hesach Hadas, and therefore no need for a new bracha. So it's clear that the Rashba is adopting a whole approach from version 2a. That when there's a Hesach Hadas, that's Mechayev a new bracha. But if there's no Hesach Hadas, so then there's not going to be a requirement for a new bracha. And the fact that the Rashba, again, is adopting this approach works out very well, Lashitasa. Why is it, where else did we see that the Rashba holding that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah? Better remember? Exactly, and it's Truvos. I remember the Rashba, again, was one of the prominent Rishonim in the list of Birchas HaMitzvah, because in Truvos, the Rashba clearly says, oh, remember the context on that? What question was?
It's on here, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Kriyat HaTorah Mitzvah,
Hivim, Mavachan, Ala Mitzvah, Lacharayim.
Exactly. The context is what the Rashba is trying to understand, why there's no Bracha Lacharayim. Just up, because Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah. So it works out beautifully. The same Rashba, Lashitaso, who thinks that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and we point that out based on our analysis, if you think that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, say for it should be subject to Hesach Hadas, that's exactly the sheet of the Rashba. Exactly the sheet of the Rashba is that if you're Mesiach Taito, you're going to require a new Birchas HaTorah, because Rashba Lashitaso holds that Birchas HaTorah is Midin Birchas HaMitzvah. So that's the first Makor with an approach to A. The second Makor is the Shulchan Aruch. Again, everybody has the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Mem Zayin Si'ifim Yud Tugir Aleph, again, quotes one Daya, which is not Lamaisa. Pointed out last year, it says Lamaisa, right, the minog is to follow, right, the first approach that we don't care about Hesach Hadas, but he quotes originally here in Seifim Yud to Yud Aleph, a daya which says that Hesach Hadas does play a role. You got it in that? Seif Yud? Im Hifsik?
Im Hifsik mi lamod ni tisek vasakav, kevin shadat to lachzor lamod lo have a hefsek. But in the shame of Merchat to be the Knesset to lo have a hefsek.
Right, he says, oh.
Ubeta kisek?
Ubeta kisek, exactly. To lo have a hefsek. He says, what situations is a hefsek not going to be mechayev a new bracha? Why?
You have intention to return.
Exactly, meaning it's a hefsek, but there's no hesach hadas. Meaning, even though you're right, you're breaking from your learning, you're taking a break, but in those situations, kevin shadaito lachs or balul mode, because you always have, like the Rashba's exception, because you always have in mind to learn, so there's no hesach hadas. But, says this daya, but in the next siv, b'sheinas keva. But this approach is going to say, but if you have Shenos Keva, which is objectively, right, Nasiach Daito, right, you're sleeping, you can't have in mind to return to your learning when you are sleeping. So according to this Deya, we're going to say that, oh, if there is Hesach Hadas, in such an example of Shenos Keva, so then you are going to require a new bracha. So again, so in line with the Rashba, so the Rashba and this Deya in the Shulchan Aruch, both saying that Hesach Hadas does apply, is going to be mechayev a new Birchas HaTorah, presumably within, right, which very much aligns with the understanding that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah / a Birchas HaNenin, within which Hesach Das is mechayev a new bracha. Yeah.
Well, I'm in the basic Kisei, I'm not thinking about my learning either. Like,
no, it's not that you're actively thinking about your learning.
But you're thinking
to return. That's a very important distinction. Kevin Shadaito Lachzer. Right? So it's not that, oh, when you're, you know, doing your accounting, right, you're an accountant. When you're crunching the numbers, you're thinking about, you know, how will I? But that, you don't need that. That's not the threshold for Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas is like, okay, I'm no longer, you know, connected to it because I no longer plan.
Can't you think that right before you go to sleep and it all?
But I guess, but while you're yeah, that, it's yeah, hard to, for it to carry over. Again, even when you're working, it doesn't mean that every single second you're planning on going back. But if you have that overall mentality, there's a certain like momentum to that. But once you're sleeping, that's like, you know, blank slate. That's the assumption. It's Hesach Hadas. So yeah, the Rashba and the Shulchan Aruch, and sorry, the Deya and the Shulchan Aruch, both saying that Hesach Hadas, Midin Hesach Hadas, is going to be Mechayev a new bracha. And the last Makor for this is the first Deya of the Gra. Right, that Gra we quoted the other day. Right, the Gra in Siv Katan Ches in Simen Mem Zayin Siv Katan Ches. Again, we discussed the second Deya yesterday, a very Mechudish, you know, Deya. But the first Deya, very classic. You have it here?
Yeah.
You're interested to read that line? Is that the Aleph? Where he says, in the Shnei Pirushim in the Yerushalmi? Right, and within the Yerushalmi, it says, you need Limud Samach Lebracha. He says, two Pshatim. The first
Aleph, Shena Filter Elamash Shana Alatar. You're only called for what you learn immediately. About Acharkach, Ena Poter Afim Shana Alatar Mishum Hefsik.
Exactly, right? Right, this is right, very much in line with the Rashba, that right, the understanding of the Yerushalmi is that when he said Limud Samach Lebracha, it's because Birchos HaTorah only works without a Hefsek. It's only going to work for the Limud, which takes place samach to your bracha. But if you're mafsik, says this daya, then you're going to need a new bracha before going back to learn. And the fact that the gra of all people would say that hesach hadas applies to birchas Torah is not surprising. Why? Because the birchas, exactly, because the gra famously holds that birchas Torah is a birchas mitzvah. So again, Rash b'lishitaso, gra l'shitaso, and again, it sounds like that day. And the Shulchan Aruch, again, works out very nicely, all holding that because birchas Torah is midin birchas mitzvah, therefore the classical dinim of hesach hadas should play a role. That all works out very nicely. But just to point out, there's another shita, called version 2b, who seems to hold that you require a birchas Torah every single time you learn, even though he's working within the birchas HaShavach approach. Who is it?
Ramban.
The Ramban. If you look very closely at the Ramban's Lashon, Ari, would you mind reading the first line? That same Ramban in, right, the sagas of the Ramban on the Rambam in Shichas HaEssen, when it is the first line when he formulates the din of Birchas Torah clearly has a Birchas HaShavach. He has an important line which implies that you need to offer the Shavach every time you learn. Go for it, Aryeh. Oh, exactly. B'chol Eis Shenikra B'Torah. Says the Ramban, you need to recite a Birchas Torah every single time you learn. So here, we'll call it approach 2b. Right, it's approach, general approach 2a that, if you're mafsik and you're learning, it's mechayev new bracha. But it's not like approach 2a that's like midin hesach hadas. That, because you're mitziach taito, so your birchas haTorah, midin birchas haMitzvah, no longer applies. Because the Ramban is working within birchas haShevach. So it's not really midin mitziach taito. It's more that, obviously, that the geder of the birchas of the chi of Shevach is not like we saw earlier, or we saw yesterday, that the Birchas HaShevach was mugdar as a daily chiyuv. And therefore, once you offer your Shevach on this day, that covers the entire day. That's what we saw approach, 1a. The Ramban says, no, the geder of the chiyuv Shevach is for every Maisa Limud. So every Maisa Limud that you are engaging in requires requires these divrei Shevach, right, kol demlechein. And that's what the Rabban seems to be saying, that therefore, if you're mafsik and you're mesiach das, it's not that the hesach das is mechayev a new bracha, it's that more the hesach das is sort of like a simen, that's a new ma'isa limud, and because it's a new ma'isa limud, the new ma'isa limud requires a shevach, because you require a divrei shevach associated with every single ma'isa limud. So the Ramban, again, a cool approach to be, also the mechayev, right, basically takes into account hafsik / hesach das, but not midin hesach hadas like a birchas mitzvah, l'shitaso, that's a birchas shevach, thinks that it's a din that every ma'isa limud requires divrei shevach. So ad kan is our discussion of dinei hefsek as it pertains to birchas Torah. I'd like to now go into a whole new section regarding the types of Torah which require birchas Torah. So if you just, overall picture of the sugya, we basically start off the sugya, mapping out the different mahalchim to the nature of Birchas HaTorah, or what type of bracha it is, then we use those different approaches to then analyze the different details of the sugya. My first set of details was understanding the nature of the Isser Limud called in bracha. That was the first, first issue. Again, was the understanding the Isser called in Limud. Second issue was Dine Hefsek. And now the third issue is going to be the type of Torah / type of Limud HaTorah, which requires a Birchas HaTorah. And in line with what we're doing right now, we're going to see that the details of what type of Torah, what type of Limud HaTorah requires a Birchas HaTorah is going to be directly impacted by the nature of Birchas HaTorah itself. So let's start off with a discussion in the Gemara of what type of Torah requires Birchas HaTorah. So this is obviously, as well known, is a discussion in the Gemara itself on Yud Aleph on the base. So if everyone could, open up there or turn to Yud Aleph on base, the Gemara's to read the different shittos of the Amoraim and then analyze as we go along. So Elimelech, if you can finish what you're writing, but whenever you get a chance, we'll start off with the shita of Rav Huna. Amar of Huna, last two words in line are Amar Rav.
Oh, okay. Amar of Huna, the Mikra Tzarech Lavarei, Chomidras Ein Shal Chavarei.
We'll stop there. So what's the first Shita of Rav Huna? What's the only type of Torah which requires Birchas HaTorah?
Only Mikra.
Only Mikra. Only Torah Shivach Sa. So let's stop here and analyze this very, very Mechudas Shita, which basically says that for some reason you only need a Birchas Torah when it comes to Torah Shebichsav. And right off the bat, I'm sure when you read the Gemara, it's like that seems very strange. No matter what angle you come from, obviously from a Birchas Torah angle, obviously from a Birchas Mitzvah angle, what do you mean? All types of Torah is included within the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and even the Shevach. You know, why every type of Torah should, you know, deserve Shevach. If you're using, you know, the Ramban's idea of like it's maybe Lid Day Olam Haba, so then that applies to every single type of Torah. So the obvious question on Rav Huna is, how do you justify the shita of limiting the chiyah Birchas HaTorah to Mikra in light of the different approaches to Birchas HaTorah? So let's now analyze this from the perspective of the different approaches. So starting off with the Birchas HaShevach approach, which is, as we'll see, is a little more flexible than the Birchas HaMitzvah approach. So within Birchas HaShevach approach, you're going to have to say something along the lines, and we'll give details in just a moment, that for some reason, only certain types of Torah require Divrei Shevach before learning them. And again, you know, the Birchas HaShevach approach by its nature seems to be a little more flexible than the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, because Birchas HaMitzvah is stuck with the question of, well, L'maisa, there's a mitzvah of Liman of Talmud Torah for all types of Torah. So while the approach of Birchas HaMitzvah seems to be a little more rigid, at least the approach of Shevach has a little more flexibility to explain that for some reason, which I have to explain in just a moment, only certain types of Torah require the a Birchas HaShevach. We still have to explain the details. And we see two different versions of this explanation of why it is that that Birchas HaTorah Midin, Birchas HaShevach, is only required for Mikra, or Lefi the Shita of Rav Huna. So the first explanation we're going to present is the Emek HaBracha. The Emek HaBracha ties this to the Mahalach of Reb Chaim, right? I mean, Reb Chaim famously says that, again, which we think is within the Birchas HaShevach, you know, approach, right? Reb Chaim famously says that the Pasuk of Kishem Hashem Akra Havu Godol Elokeinu dictates that when you're engaging in the Chetzah Shel Torah, that requires a bracha called the Melchein. So the Emek Bracha points out that if the Lamdus, all right, if the Chi of Birchas HaTorah, the Birchas HaShevach, is Midin, that the Chefze Shel Torah is Mechayev Birchas HaTorah, so then you could say, suggest the Emek Bracha, that, think about it, what's the Makor for Chefze Shel Torah requiring Divrei Shevach? What's the Makor? What's the Pasuk? Kishem Hashem Akra. So perhaps Kishem Hashem Akra is referring to, Bepashtus is referring to Mikra. So it says the Emek Bracha within the Reb Chaim's conception of Divrei Shevach, that it's a Chefza Shel Torah is Mechayiv Birchas HaTorah, and it could be that only certain types of Chefzaos Shel Torah require Birchas HaTorah. And he's suggesting for Rav Huna, so Rav Huna holds that the only Chefza Shel Torah which requires Birchas HaTorah is the Chefza Shel Torah which is invoked by the Pasuk of Kishem Hashem Akra, which is Torah Shebichsav. So again, the first, you know, explanation for why within the Birchas HaShevach approach it's limited, it could be limited to Mikra, according to Rav Huna, is this idea, basically if you understand the Birchas HaShevach along the lines of Reb Chaim, that the Chefza Shel Torah is Mechayev Birchas HaTorah, so perhaps only a certain type of Chefza Shel Torah is Mechayev. That's the explanation of the Emek Bracha. Fine, first explanation. The second explanation, which is parallel, but is slightly different, is offered by my father-in-law, in line with something we discussed before. If you recall, my father-in-law, and earlier the Maharsha, were trying to answer the question of, wait a second, Kishem Hashem Akra, Havu Godol Elokeinu. And they're trying to explain, how do you learn from the Pasuk of Kishem Hashem Akra, which seems to be talking about Shmosef Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, how do you learn from a Pasuk which has to do with the Shmosef Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, and extend that to Talmud Torah? So what was the answer to Maharsha and my father-in-law? Exactly. That Torah is comprised of Shmos HaShel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But says my father-in-law, what type of Torah is comprised of Shmos HaShel HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
Only
Exactly, only Torah Shebech Zav. So the other way to explain why the Divrei Shevach, why the Kishem Hashem Akra of Divrei Shevach is limited Davka to Mikra, according to Rav Huna, is because if you think that the Kishem Hashem Akra refers to Talmud Torah because of the Shmos of Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu is the composition of Torah, that only applies to Torah Shebech Zav, where this idea applies, that's where the Ramban and the Midrashim are saying that if you break up Torah Shebech Zav in different ways, if you break up the words in different ways, it ends up being Shmos of Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah.
Without Gemara, they're just like quotes.
Oh, so we're going to get to that. Right? But again, right now, within Rav Huna, who limits it to the limit of just Mikra, this is going to be the basis, and we're going to see Rabbeinu Yonah, who's going to say something along the lines of what you're saying, Kovi. So far we just explained, right, how do you justify the Shita of Rav Huna within the Birchas HaShafach approach, and basically two different explanations, either a Makbracha along the lines of Reb Chaim, that only a certain type of Chefza Shal Torah is Mechayev Shevach, or my father-in-law's a suggestion that only the type of Torah which is Shmos of Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the only type of Torah which is that subject of Kishem Hashem Akra, and thereby the Chiv of Shevach of Birchas HaTorah. That's all within Birchas HaShevach. But now it gets a little harder when you transition to the Birchas HaMitzvah approach. And the big question is, what do you mean? If Birchas HaTorah is all a Birchas HaMitzvah, then the Birchas HaMitzvah on the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, we know that the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah extends to all types of Torah. Bein Mikra, Bein Medrash, Bein Mishnah, Bein Gemara. Right, even though the Yeshiva system focuses on Gemara, right, we can admit that you get a Mitzvah Talmud Torah for all types of Torah, right? So the big question is, why within the Birchas HaMitzvah approach would Birchas HaTorah be limited to Mikra? And just to take this question one step further, the Imek Bracha, quite the way he formulates the question, he says, from a certain perspective, one can say that the Iker Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is Davka Torah Shebal Peh, says the Emek Bracha. Because, right, in terms of the focus, or at least the type of Torah, which is maybe Lidei Maisa, maybe Lidei Hora, is Torah Shebal Peh. So a lot of Makoros which say that the Iker Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is focused on Torah Shebal Peh. So if anything, says, the way Emek Bracha is formulating the question, if anything, if you're focused on the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, if anything, you would say Davka Torah Shebal Peh. So why does Rav Huna say Davka Torah Shebechsav, Davka Mikra? So we're going to present two different answers. One answer is basically Eina Chanami. What does that mean? And to say that perhaps all the Mefarshim who adopt the Birchas HaMitzvah approach to Birchas HaTorah, perhaps they're only working, right, according to the Maskana of Rava, that Birchas HaTorah is required for all types of Torah. So basically, you don't know, right, you don't have any raya that any of the shittos, right, who adopt the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, since they all paskin like Rava that it's required for all types of Torah, so perhaps that gufa is the transition. Perhaps the earlier shittos, for sure Rav Huna, right, who limit the Birchas HaTorah to Mikra, maybe that's limited Davka to a Birchas HaShevach approach. But then later on, when Rava says, no, it applies to all types of Torah, maybe gufa what Rava is saying is that because the nature of Birchas HaTorah is not Birchas HaShevach, but is rather Birchas HaMitzvah, so therefore that's why it's required for all types of Torah, because all types of Torah are included within the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So, the first answer, my suggestion, is that in Echanami, meaning if you're focused on the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, of course it's Mechayev Birchas HaTorah for all types of Torah. These earlier Shittos, let's say focus right now on Rav Huna, the Shitta of Rav Huna, who limits it to Mikra, Al Korchach is limited to the Birchas HaShevach approach, based on the suggestions we gave earlier, and he would not align with the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, and you're not going to ask any kashas on me, because it happens to be any Shitta who holds a Birchas HaMitzvah also holds Flamaisa, that it applies to all types of Torah. So you don't have any rayas that any of the Birchas HaMitzvah approaches would have, necessarily align with Rav Huna. So that's answer number one. But the Rav offers a fancier suggestion to try to be miyashev, to say no. Says the Rav, you can even explain Rav Huna, who limits Birchas HaTorah to Mikra, even within the Birchas HaMitzvah approach. Obviously, how do you do that? What do you mean? The Mitzvah Talmud Torah extends to all types of Torah. Says the Rav the following beautiful Mahalach. He says, while the mitzvah of Talmud Torah extends to all types of Torah, there's fundamentally different types of ma'aseh mitzvah, right? The geder of the ma'aseh mitzvah for different types of Torah is different. Says the Rav, when it comes to Torah shebichsav, the geder of the ma'aseh mitzvah of Talmud Torah is a ma'aseh, fill in the blank. What's the geder of the ma'aseh mikra? It's a ma'aseh kriya. When it comes to Torah shebichsav, right, the geder of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is a ma'aseh kriya, is the reading of the psukim. Masha inkin, we'll develop, you know, makoros for this. Masha inkin Torah shebal peh. There, the focus is not on a ma'aseh kriya, but rather on the what? On the havanas halev. On the havanah. So says the Rav, and again, we'll document this chilek, right, in the makoros. But once you assume this chilek, the Torah shebichsav, the ma'aseh mitzvah is a ma'aseh kriya. While when it comes to Torah shebal peh, the geder of Talmud Torah is focused on the havanas halev. So according to that, says the Rav, of course there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah by all of them. But only Torah shebichsav has a ma'aseh mitzvah. Because only the ma'aseh kriya is a ma'aseh mitzvah, and you only recite a birchas ha-mitzvah on a ma'aseh mitzvah. Therefore, only by mikra, which has the ma'aseh mitzvah of a ma'aseh kriya, is deserving of a birchas ha-mitzvah. Masha enkein, Torah shebal peh, although there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but since the mitzvah is formulated in terms of havanas halev, therefore there's no concrete ma'aseh mitzvah to thereby warrant a birchas ha-mitzvah, a birchas ha-Torah. So basically, the Rav is going to explain, right, that you can even limit the birchas ha-mitzvah approach to mikra if you understand that, I guess, two assumptions. Number one, you assume that birchas ha-mitzvah is only recited on ma'aseh mitzvah, which is a pretty classical assumption. And number two, you assume that the only type of limud ha-Torah which has a ma'aseh mitzvah is limud Torah shebichsav, based on this idea of a ma'aseh kriya. Yeah.
You also have to assume that, like, Dibor is a ma'aseh.
You have to assume that a ma'aseh kriya, yeah, serves as a ma'aseh mitzvah, 100%. It's a huge machlokas in the realm of malchus, akira sfasav, you know, dibur, and it, yeah, 100%. By Los Axum, many, many different places, by, you know, Tamura, what?
Osami.
Yeah, exactly. All these cases, it comes up. Huge machlokas, amarim. Definitely taking a stand on that. But before we go on, so it's, right, obviously a very, you know, beautiful explanation, but we have to then look at the makoros, because the huge assumption here is that it's a fundamentally different ma'aseh mitzvah when it comes to Torah shebichsav and Torah shebal peh. So let's bring a number of makoros, four rayos, four makoros, which prove this chiluk, fundamental chiluk between Torah shebichsav and Torah shebal peh. So the first raya brought by the Rav is the Rashi on Hey Amud Aleph. So everyone can turn to the Gemara on Hey Amud Aleph. So here, right? Interesting place to bring a raya from, but it's a good deal.
Sounds like a
what?
Good
deal. Yeah, exactly, right? So the Gemara here has this very beautiful drasha about the idea that all different types of Torah were really all given to Moshe Mitzrayim. Beautiful idea, and therefore breaks up this pasuk as referring to the different, you know, chafetzos shel Torah. Right? It says luchos, referring to Aseret Dibros. Torah refers to Mikra, Mitzvah refers to Mishnah, Asher Kasafti refers to Nach, Lahora Sam refers to Gemara, as Melamed Shekulam Nasu Moshe Mitzrayim. Oh, beautiful idea. All these different types of Torah were all given to Moshe Mitzrayim. Why don't you stop there? Delineates the different types of Chavsal Shal Torah, but doesn't tell us really anything. But the Rav is beautiful, he's Medaik from the Lashonos of Rashi. So Yudidja, would you mind? So if you pay careful attention, says the Rav, When Rashi describes the learning of these different Chavtzel Shel Torah, Rashi uses different verbs, which thereby, you know, indicates there's a different Ma'aseh Mitzvah, the Limud Torah for different types of Chavtzel Shel Torah is fundamentally different. Starting with Dear Ransel Zeh Mikra.
Chumash Mitzvah Likros B'Torah.
So here, when it comes to Chumash, Rashi formulates Shemitzvah Likros B'Torah. Formulates the Limud in terms of Kriya. When he transitioned to Zu Mishnah,
she is Asku B'Mishnah,
right? Changes the verb from Kriya to Asek. Just one more, and also similarly by Gemara.
The Gemara, as far as time, Mishnah, Shemani Yotza Hora.
Exactly. Right? So says the Rav, in stark contrast when it comes to Chumash, Mikra, where the focus is on a Maisa Kriya, Rashi, in the context of Mishnah and Gemara by Torah Shebal Peh, focuses on these lashonos of Isek and understanding the logic, right, the tam, the svara. So says the Rav, right, these different verbs and different description are highlighting, well, the maisa mitzvah when it comes to Torah Shebech Sav is a maisa kriya, merely reading, and the Rav's going to take it as far to say that when it comes to Torah Shebech Sav, and we'll see something along the lines of Shulchan Aruch Rav in just a moment, the Rav says, coming out of this Rashi, when it comes to Torah Shebech Sav, a kriya ba'alma, even without Havana, is going to be Yotzei. Masha Inkin, when it comes to Torah Shebaal Peh, since the focus is all on Havana, so therefore you need to have Havana, and therefore if you have Havana, even without Kriya, you're also Yotzei. So says the Rav based on this Rashi, exact opposites. Torah Shebaal Sav is all about Kriya, even without Havana. Torah Shebaal Peh is all about Havana, even without Kriya. A perfect highlight of this breakdown between fundamentally different types of Limud HaTorah. Maisa Kriya is the focus of Torah Shachsav. Havana is amorphous, lack of Maisa. Havana being the focus of Torah Shebaal Peh. Fine. The next Raya, which the Rav does not bring down, but I think is important to Diuk, is the Tshuvas HaRashba. And if you look very closely at the Tshuvas HaRashba, at the way the Rashba characterizes Limud HaTorah, right? What's the, in his first answer of Tshuva, right, when he, right, Nadav, what does he say?
Right.
He refers to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah as Kriyas HaTorah. And if you didn't know the context, it sounds like he's talking about like the takana of Kriyas HaTorah, like, you know, Monday, Thursday. But it's clear from context that no, he's referring to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But yet the Rashba characterizes it in terms of Kriyas HaTorah. So it sounds along the lines, right? It sounds like the Rashba is thinking that the geder of Limud HaTorah is about a Maisa Kriya. And that's why it requires a Birchas HaTorah, because the geder of the Limud of Torah is all about a Maisa Kriya. And now you're going to ask, wait a second, you should ask, like, the Rashba is talking Lahalacha. The Rashba is not talking within Rav Huna. He's not limited to Mikra. So according to, let's say, the Rav's, you know, Mahalach, does it really work within the Rashba, who seems to be saying Kriyas HaTorah by all types of Torah? So, Kovi, what would be a potential answer based on what you were saying before? Meaning, the Rashba seems to be referring to the limud of all types of Torah in terms of Kriya. So what could you do to be miyashiv the Rashba with the Rav's Mahalach? If you say that the focus, we'll get to this in a moment, in the Rabbeinu Yonah, perhaps the Rabbeinu Yonah is going to align himself with Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rashba is going to align himself with Rabbeinu Yonah and say that the focus of every single type of Torah is the Psukim Shibo, is the Torah Shebech Sav Shibo. So if you take that perspective, then yeah, the Rashba is referring to all types of Torah in terms of Kriya, because if the Rashba aligns himself with Rabbeinu Yonah, who then we'll get to in a couple minutes, who thinks that the focus of all types of Limud HaTorah is the Psukim Shebo, and that's the reason why Kriya, that's the reason why Berachos Torah applies to all. So then you can understand why the Rashba, even though this Maisa Kriya along the lines of the Rav only applies to Torah Shebech Sav, but yet he says it by all types because the focus of all types of Torah is the Torah Shebech Sav Shebo. Again, we'll get back to that, but it's just important, if we're trying to align the Rashba with this Mahalach of the Rav, again, you have to say that the Rashba, right, defines all types of Torah in terms of Kriya, but really only because of the Torah Shebech Sav Shebo. So you have the Rashi and Brachos Hayom and Aleph. You have the Tshuvas HaRashba, again, using this lashon of Kriyas HaTorah to describe Talmud Torah. And then you have this world-famous Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Right? So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and everyone bring the sheet. Right? So this beautiful idea of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, again, was the fundamental distinction between Limud of Torah Shebaal Peh and Limud Torah Shebaal Sav. Aaron, do you have the... you mind reading from, again, it's Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Beis. Oh, you didn't get this separate? Exactly. Yeah, starting, we'll get back to the beginning. And this is Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Beis. Start with Ach Im Motzi Bisvasev, and we'll go back to the beginning.
Ach Im Motzi Bisvasev, Ach Al Pish Inam, even if you speak it out, even though you don't actually understand it, I feel Pish Inam, Yilas Al Pish, Hu Am Aran, Tereza Mekayim, Mitzvahs, Vilimantam.
Right, so if you're reading Torah, you're reading the words, you have no clue what you're saying, you're still Yotzei the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But then in Halacha Yud Gimel, Bamed Marmurim, he qualifies this.
But
Alright, so here you have this fundamental distinction between a Maisa Kriya and Havana within the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav is saying, the notion of reading without understanding, you're going to be Yotze, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, when it comes to Torah Shebichsav. Highlighting, again, this is the Yisod of the Rav, that the gedder of Talmud Torah for Torah Shebichsav is all about the Kriya, and therefore, an extreme application of this, is that therefore, if you have a Maisa Kriya, Bli Havana, you don't understand what you're reading, and the day you're reading Torah, Shebichsav, you're Yotze the Mitzvah. But, says, right, the Alter Rebbe, when it comes to Torah Shebaal Peh, that's different. There, it seems like the focus is Havana, and therefore, if you're reading without understanding, you're not going to be Yotze at all. So again, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, which is quoted in the footnotes in the Rishimos, again, supposedly the Rav was very fond of quoting the Shulchan Aruch Rav, so presumably he had this in mind. Right, the Shulchan Aruch Rav again beautifully highlights this dialectic, this chiluk between the geder of limud Torah Shebichsav, which is focused on the Maisa Kriya, and the limud of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is focused on Havana. Oh. But you might ask a question on this alignment, and say, if you go back to the beginning of Halacha Yud Beis, does the Shulchan Aruch Rav require a Kriya when it comes to Torah Shebaal Peh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so if you read, Aaron, if you don't mind, if you read the beginning of Halacha Yud Beis, right? He says explicitly that this requirement of reading the Torah, right, that, you know, enunciating, right, the Torah you're learning out loud applies bain to Mikra, bain to Mishnah, bain to Gemara. Right? And he goes so far to say, except, right, if you're obviously not reading something, but you're analyzing in your mind, then you're trying to figure out a connection, obviously there's nothing to read, so obviously there, you don't have to read anything, but the Chol Ma, but if you had the potential to read it and you didn't, sounds like even by Torah Shebaal Peh, so you're not Yotze. So the question is, if we're trying to align the Shulchan Aruch Rav with the Rav's Yisod, at first glance it doesn't seem like it fits, because although yes, there's more of an emphasis on Maisa Kriya when it comes to Torah Shebichsav, and there's no factor of Havana by Torah Shebichsav, and Torah Shebaal Peh also has the factor of Havana, but the whole point of the Rav's explanation is that Torah Shebaal Peh is all about Havana. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav sounds like there's also an element of Kriya. So how do you understand that? So it's possible to explain along the lines of a very famous Rambam. Anybody hear of the Rambam by Los Achmod? Actually, Rabbi Rizkev is here. Did he quote this Rambam? Close to it, that, meaning the Los Achmo, basically not what I write. Right. As far as the difference, right?
You're saying this in
okay, awesome. So what's the idea? What's the idea of Los Achmo? What's the law of Los Achmo?
You should not
covet, exactly, that's the fancy word. You shouldn't covet someone else's wife, properties, etc. And the Rambam famously says, you only violate the law of Los Achmo when what?
When you take it.
When you actually, b'maisa, you know, pay him off and take his object. But then the Rambam family, this is in Hilchos Gezela, Perak Aleph, Halacha Tes, if you're wondering. But the Rambam, right at, like, Mesiach Yitumo, like, Tokhtei Dibor of saying that you only violate the Lav if you, B'maisa, take the other person's object, he then says, but there's no Malkus, why? Because it's a Lav Shem B'maisa. Right, he says, you only violate when you do a Maisa, but it's a Lav Shem B'maisa. And the Ravid on the spot says, like, you just like resource yourself. You just said you only violate with the Maisa. So in lecha lav sheish ba Maisa gadol mizu. So the famous answer of the Rambam is what? What does the Rambam mean?
It's the shir.
Exactly. The mechayiv of Los Achmod is the chimud halif, is the fact that you're coveting someone else's property in your mind. Oh, it requires a Maisa. The Maisa is just a barometer, is just a shear of how much do you covet. Do you covet to the extent that you're willing to take it? Or no, do you just covet, but you're not willing to take it? So there you see, there's a tanai of Maisa, but yet fundamentally it's still Aimbo Maisa because the Koveya is really the Chimud Halev. Along those lines, right? So there you see a construct where even if sometimes you technically require a Maisa, still fundamentally it's Aimbo Maisa. That's in the context of Malkus, but carrying it over here, it could be The Shulchan Aruch Rav thinks that fundamentally, Limud Torah Shebaal Peh is fundamentally all about Havana belief. Right? It's all about your Havana, and therefore if you read without Havana, nothing at all. But it could be, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, oh, but if you could read, it's preferable because perhaps reading it maybe, you know, facilitates the Havana. Right, when it comes to, right, the Kriya, when it comes to Torah Shebaal Peh, that's because that is the gedder of the Maisa Mitzvah. It's all about the Kriya, and therefore, when it comes to Torah Shebaal Peh, you don't need Havana at all. But when it comes to Torah Shebaal Peh, where the Iker is really the Havana, maybe Shulchan Aruch Rav requires Dibur, or it requires the Kriya, just to facilitate better Havana. Right, because maybe when you read it out loud, and you don't just, you know, leave it within the realm. You said this?
I sang it by the Rav.
Okay, yeah. That's right.
The Rav was saying that when you learn Mishnah, you're doing a Maisa Mitzvah.
We'll get to the next. But before that, right? So we're saying now that even the Shulchan Aruch Rav, who technically requires a Kriya, Maisa Kriya, when it comes to Torah Shebaal Peh, perhaps it's not saying that, oh, now Maisa Kriya is fundamentally the gedder of the Maisa Mitzvah. But no, really the gedder of the Maisa, the gedder of the Limud Torah Shebaal Peh is the Havana, and the Maisa Kriya is just like a Tanai to facilitate the Havana. Parallel, you know, in broad terms to this famous Rambam by Lo Sachma, where you have a requirement of Maisa, but it doesn't mean that fundamentally the gedder of the Avera in that case, or the gedder of the Mitzvah in this case, is focused on the Maisa. So again, so far in terms of this, right, this breakdown between Torah Shebaal Peh and Torah Shebaal Chasav, you have the Rashi and Brachos, you have the Tshuvas HaRashba, you have the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and now the last thing is like the Rav's Diuk in the Maim, right, in the Mamari Chazal. Right, whenever Chazal referred to Torah Shebaal Chasav, they refer to it as Mikra. When they refer to Torah Shebaal Peh, they refer to it as Mishnah. So says the Rav, even those Lashonas themselves give off this implication. Says the Rav, Mikra, where does Mikra come from? Where does the Lashon Mikra come from? Kriya, all about reading. Masha Enkein Mishnah, says the Rav, is related to the term Shinun, again, which has the connotation not of Kriya, but rather Havana. So says the Rav, this chiluk between Torah Shebaal Chasav and Torah Shebaal Peh comes from the way Chazal characterized these limudim, right? One with the term Mikra, which focuses on Maisa Kriya, Masha Enkein Torah Shebaal Peh, I guess is headlined by Mishnah, which again is focused on Shinun, which is focused on Hava. So again, Adkan, basically, right, this idea. So basically, in short, we had the first Shita within this, right, within this topic of what types of Torah is Birchas Torah required for. So if we start off with the first Shita of Rafuna, that's limited to Mikra, we pointed out, if you have to analyze that within the different approaches, we pointed out within the Shabbach, you can understand that both along the lines of Reb Chaim, of, you know, certain Sechafta Shal Torah, or along the lines of the Marshal, my father-in-law, that it's Tavka Shmosav Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, that would explain why the Shabbach is limited to Tavka Mikra. And then within the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, you need to do a little harder work, and this is where the Rav really does the beautiful legwork, to explain that, oh, maybe it's limited to the Maisa Mitzvah of a Maisa Kriya, which thereby is limited. We point out a lot of Makoros for this idea that Torah Shebaal Chasav is a Maisa Kriya, Masha Enkein Torah Shebaal Peh is all focused on Havana. Fine. Now let's move on to the other Shitos in the Amorayim, which say to include other types of Torah as well. So let's read this inside. Nadav, would you mind starting us off with Rabbi Eliezer? Again, it gets a little confusing in the Rishonim. Sometimes they have different names for the different Shitos and whatever, but we'll just, you know, do our best here. Right, so this, yes, Rav Huna.
Yeah,
Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar.
I'm in the Mikra, the Medrash, Tarek Lavara, the Mishnah, and Tarek Lavara.
Right, so Rav Elazar adds not only Mikra, but also Medrash, but that's it. Rav Yochanan says, Rav Elazar adds Medrash, Rav Yochanan adds Mishnah, and then comes along Rava. So again, exactly, right? And the implication, I guess, in the Pashup Shana, at least in Argirsa, is that here the Lashon of Sifra refers to Talmud. That's the implication, right? Yeah. Did you point it out? Oh, it sounds like Sifra, it sounds like Tavka Medrash. It sounds like some Argirsa that the Sifra, like Sfarim in general, referring to Talmud. But either way, so you have these three alternative Shitas. It says either also Medrash, or also Mishnah and also Talmud. And obviously, we paskin like the idea that everything is included.
Wasn't the Sifra written after the Gemara?
Is that true? I thought the Sifra was Midrash Halacha. That doesn't time. I thought that's Tanaic. Yeah, that's times of Tanaic. So the question is, now let's just put it together. So what are the reasons? Right, what are the bases? What are the bases of these shitos who extend Talmud Torah beyond Mikra to all these cases? So we're going to present, it's like four different explanations found in the Mefarshim. The first Mahalach in Mefarshim is to say that the extension, each of these extensions are due to the Psukim, due to the Torah Shebechsav, due to the Mikra, in each of these other types of Torah, right? And we'll see this inside in a number of Rishonim. Right, so according to the first Mahalach, right, the basis of these Amoraim to extend it not beyond Mikra to these other cases is not because these other types of Torah in and of themselves require a Birchas Torah. It's rather because these types of Torah are also focused on the Pesukim, right? So again, in Lamdus, right, the explanation of this first Mahalach is very similar to what we said before. Right? According to this, right, the Lamdus is really that Birchas HaTorah is limited to Mikra, either because of Kishem HaShem HaKra within the Shevach approach, or because of the Maisa Kriya within the Mitzvah approach. Right? The Lamdus, it's all focused on Mikra. Oh, why do these Amoraim extend it to other types of Torah? It's only because these other types of Torah are also focused on Psukim, are also focused on Torah Shebichsav. But this first Mahalach says, fundamentally, these Amoraim agree with Rav Huna that Birchas HaTorah is fundamentally limited to Torah Shebichsav, to Psukim themselves, based on the Lamdas we said before. But just to, which also shows that the Lamdas we were given before wasn't just within the Shita of Rav Huna, but could also be within all the other Shitas according to the following Rishon. So the first Rishon who says this is Rabbeinu Yonah. Everyone can turn to Rabbeinu Yonah, Dapei Amidbeis, Bedapei Arif. Right? Very important Rabbeinu Yonah who explains each extension of his Amoraim based on the Psukim Sheba.
And then shouldn't Gemara be in front of Mishnah? Because Gemara has more Pesukim than Mishnah.
Okay, so let's see how he says it. Would you mind, Kobe, would you mind reading it? Rabbi Yochanan Omer? You don't have it?
He
still has Rabbeinu Yonah.
I don't know.
Put it, okay. We'll take it. Emmanuel. Oh, where is it? Page Yudalad in the fancy? Emmanuel, just in all these.
Rabbi Yochanan Omer.
Yeah.
המשנה צריך לברך, שמשנה גם כן מפרש הפסוקים, ומשם לומד טעמי המצוות.
Right, so right, very clear. The extension to Mishnah, right, Rav Yochanan's extension to Mishnah, is because Mishnah is also Mefarish the Psukim, in the sense that it learns out of the Psukim, right, the Talmud HaMitzvos. Of the Talmud. Right, because according to Rav Yochanan, you're just focused on, you know, not the parish to the parish, you only focus on the Mishnah, which is directly Mefarish the Pesukim. Then Rav Elazar Omer. Right, so he says, even Rav Eliezer says, no, even the Gemara is focused on the Pesukim, and that's the reason to justify the extension to Gemara. And then Maskana. Exactly. So basically, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, right, everyone agrees fundamentally that Torah, that Berachos Torah is fundamentally limited to Psukim, to Mikra. Only question is what I would say, what type of Limud HaMikra, requires Berachos Torah? Is it only straight up, Mikra? Or is it Limud of Psukim, through the Talmud HaMitzvos through Mishnah? Or is it Limud HaPsukim through the Drashos court in the Gemara? Or is it even, Limud Psukim based on the Yugim Omidos in the Medrash? So again, the Machlokas according to Rabbeinu Yonah is just in terms of how you're Magdur Limud HaPsukim, but everyone agrees that fundamentally Birchas HaTorah is limited to Psukim. So the first, the most prominent, Rishon within this first explanation is Rabbeinu Yonah. But then, based on the Diyuk we just had before, it seems like the Tshuva Sarashpa also says this. Because based on our analysis before, that the geder of Limud Torah Shebichsav is Kriya. And it's the only type of Limud that you'd characterize as Kriya is Torah Shebichsav. Yet, the Rashba, seemingly when talking about all the Birchas HaTorah for all types of Torah, is still characterizes, you know, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in terms of Kriya. So we pointed out before, it seems to come out that the Chupas HaRashba aligns himself, right, with the Rabbeinu Yonah to say that the reason why we recite Birchas HaTorah for all types of Torah is because there's a Maisik, because of the Maisik Kriya element to it, because of the Psukim Sheba. So again, along the lines, right, Rabbeinu Yonah says this explicitly, but again, based on the diuk of the Rashba, who characterizes the Limud HaTorah, which requires Birchas HaTorah as Kriyas HaTorah, again, and if you put that together with the Rav's analysis, that Hagdara of Kriya would only apply to Torah Shepachsav, it would emerge that he's characterizing all types of Torah in terms of Kriya because of the Psukim Sheba. And the last Rishon, who seems to adopt this, you know, this mikra focus, even for the other shittos, is the ritva within two of these amarayim. Anybody have anyone have a ritva? So if you look very carefully at the ritva, when the ritva justifies the extension to Talmud and to Medrash, not to Mishnah, Mishnah explains differently, but explains the extension to Talmud and to Medrash based on the Psukim Sheba. See that after Talmud? Yeah.
Amal Talmud?
So yeah. And then Rabbi Yezer, right, Afa Talmud Tzarech Levarech.
I'm going to tell the Marash, and Talmud Gam came in Farish Ikrei Pesukim.
Exactly. Focus, right? So, right, the Ritva's understanding of Rabbi Yezer, who extends it to Talmud, is based on the Ikrei Pesukim. And similarly, his Rabbi Yochanan for Medrash.
Nami Tzarech Levarech, and Medrash Gam came Lomar Mea Pesukim, and Kav Chomek Zeyashava, Mea Sertor, and Nishma.
Exactly. So the Ritva, Bishem, Rabbi Yezer, and Rabbi Yochanan understands that the extension to Talmud and to Medrash is also based on the Psukim Sheba. Again, so slight contrast. Rabbi Yonah says it's the basis of all the Shittos. The Ritva says it's only the basis of two of the three extensions. We'll see how the Ritva explains the extension to Mishnah in just a moment. So Ad Kan writes, the first Malach, that the basis of these extend of these Amorayim to extend it to the other types of Torah, again, is all based on the Psukim Sheba, and therefore, you know, the Lamdas is all based on the Lamdas of Rav Huna. Second Malach is that we're going to see it coming out of the Ra'ah and the Ritva and the way they explain the extension to Mishnah. Right? They seem to focus on there being a distinct value to Mishnah as being like the Ikar Torah Sheva'al Peh. If you can open up the Ra'ah and the Ritva. Again, so the second Mahalach is to say that the extension to the other types is based on that these other types also have like a distinct value in Torah. And again, before we're singing inside, this seems to align with the Shevach approach. Sounds like, oh, you know, how can you not recite a Birchas HaTorah for Mishnah? It's the Ikar Torah Sheba'al Peh. It provides, you know, say, Tamei Mitzvahs, or it provides, or there's no Machlokas, as we'll see the details in just a moment. So the Rishonim seem to say, oh, look, it has its own character, has its own unique quality to it. It seems to be pointing in the direction of Birchas HaShevach, and therefore, you have to offer, you know, Birchas HaShevach for this type of Torah, because it has this particular value. So again, the second Mahalak, which seems to be focused on the distinct values of the different types of Torah, seems to align with the Birchas HaShevach approach. And therefore, oh, you need to offer Shevach for this type of Torah because it you know, has this certain type of value. So starting with the Ra'ah, anybody have the Ra'ah in front? If you look at the Ra'ah's explanation of Mishnah, the extension to Mishnah, do you see it? Go for it. You see, Rabbi Elazar Amar le Mishnah Tzarech Levarech. Go for it, Avi.
Rabbi Elazar Amar le Mishnah Tzarech Levarech. Pirish shu ikar Torah Sheba'al Peh. Hakol Yiskimu Aleh.
So his explanation is because, oh, Mishnah is the ikar of Torah Sheba'al Peh, and Hakol Yiskimu Aleh. There's no mach. What do you mean by Hakol Yiskimu Aleh? It sounds like everyone agrees to it. I'm not sure there is machlokas in the Mishnah. But some of this fact of a kol hiskimu, maybe everyone accepted the Mishnah as like you know, the Mishnah was accepted by all. I guess maybe there are two: there's Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi, the different types of Midrashim. But there's one Mishnah. Could be that. That's the idea. But either way, it seems to be justifying the extension to Mishnah based on, oh, has a unique quality to it. It's the Ikar Torah Sheba'al Peh, a kol hiskimu aleh. It sounds like that's. Therefore it's roi for Shevach in and of itself. That's what it sounds like it's saying. And along these lines, the Ritva, when the Ritva is justifying again the extension to Mishnah, he says along these lines, he says he ikar Torah Sheba'al Peh, anu mishum limud tamei mitzvos. Again, sounds like, oh, what makes Mishnah unique is that, again, it's the Torah Shebaal Peh, that part overlaps with the Ra'ah. Then he adds a slightly different factor of it, oh, and that's where you get the Tamei HaMitzvos, and therefore, you know, that's, you know, deserving of Berachos Torah. Like, why? That sounds like within the approach of Shebach, these unique qualities of being the Ikar Torah Shebaal Peh and being the source of Tamei HaMitzvos, that, you know, makes it deserving of Shebach. Ad Kan, the second approach. So again, the first approach is all focused on the Psukim Shebaal. Second approach is that it's based on the unique, you know, character of those particular types of Torah, again, which we aligned with its Shebach. The third Mahalach we're going to see is going to try to explain how this all works within the Birchas HaMitzvah approach. And this is what the Rav's going to say. Right, the Rav, after offering his beautiful Mahalach for explaining, right, why, what's the tzad to limit Birchas HaTorah to Torah Shebichsav, he says, oh, because only Torah Shebichsav has a Ma'aseh Mitzvah. And right now we know that Birchas HaMitzvahs only are limited to mitzvahs which have a concrete Ma'aseh Mitzvah. So the question now the Rav is going to understand. So then how do you explain the later Shitas, which say it also applies to Mishnah and Gemara, which there's no Ma'aseh Mitzvah mitzad the Havana. Our Havana is not a Ma'aseh Mitzvah, that's Ein B'Ma'aseh, that's just thought, that's amorphous. So what's the idea? So says the Rav.
Well, the Ma'aseh Mitzvah is when you do Hora.
Exactly, the Hora, that because this limud of Torah Shebaal Peh is maybe Lidei Ma'aseh, right? Because the limud Torah Shebaal Peh is focused on Hora, which thereby leads to Ma'aseh. So says the Rav, also fascinating Chiddush, that the limud of Torah Shebaal Peh is the tchilas maisa of the maisa mitzvah of the actual maisa of carrying out the actualizing the limud. So says the Rav, although the limud in of itself is not as Ein B'Ma'aseh, but if you see it as the beginning of a process, the tchilas maisa, so then that you can recite the bracha on the limud because it's the beginning of a process which ends up, you know, culminating in the maisa mitzvah itself. So basically, according to this third mahalach, the reason to extend the Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaTorah, midin Birchas HaMitzvah to these later Torah Shebaal Peh, even though you're adopting the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, which requires a Ma'aseh Mitzvah, because even though the limud itself in a vacuum is Ein B'Ma'aseh, but because it's the beginning of a process which leads to Ma'aseh, so therefore that justifies the Birchas HaMitzvah. Fine, that's the third mahalach, and the fourth one is simply to say, very simple, like we said before, that perhaps, if you just take the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, perhaps you're reciting a bracha on the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Very simple. You don't require Maisa. And perhaps these later Shitos perhaps argue with Rav Huna, right, and say, you don't need a Maisa. Right? So that all Limud HaTorah, all Talmud Torah is going to require a bracha, because the Birchas HaMitzvah refers to any time you're engaged in Talmud Torah. Don't give me any fancy lamdus of why this is a Ma'aseh Mitzvah. No Ma'aseh Mitzvah required. You have the bracha of, right, you simply have the bracha of Birchas HaTorah midin Birchas HaMitzvah on the fulfillment of Talmud Torah, even if there's no formal Ma'aseh Mitzvah. Yeah.
So why would the Mechalek within different Limudim?
Yes, I guess this works better for Rava. This fourth explanation is really for Rava, and what we pass in Lamaisa that extends to everything, because you say everything is included 100%, right? In order to, if you're to Mechalik, you need some of the other explanations.
Yeah.
So simply, right, four different Mahalchim to extend, right, for these Amoraim who extend. Either you say it's because of the Psukim Shebaal, that's the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba and the Ritzva, or you say it's because of the unique character of these other ones. Right, we saw the Ritzah and the Ra'ah within the Mishnah, within the Mandamar of Mishnah. And then you had the third Mahalak that it's about, right, that the Limud of Torah Shebaal Peh is the Tzchilas Ma'aseh Mitzvah of the actual Ma'aseh Mitzvah, because it's the Hora leads to the actualization, right, of actually performing the mitzvahs. Where you say, stop, right, at least within Rava, point well taken by Yedidya, at least within Rava, right, the fourth explanation is that any time you have Talmud Torah, right, since the Birchas HaMitzvah, you're going to require a bracha. Kobe was in hand?
No.
Oh, okay. Great. So far we basically exhausted, right, the topic of the types of Torah, which types of Torah require Birchas HaMitzvah. Now let's transition to what types of Limud HaTorah. So before, different types of Torah, right, different Chatzaos HaTorah, right, Mikra versus Medrash versus Mishnah versus Gemara. Now we're not talking about the types of Torah, but the way you're learning that Torah. Right? And the first issue, which we're going to, probably the only issue we're going to discuss, two issues that come up in amongst the poskim. Number one is the issue of hearer. Well, let's say you're learning Torah, but not al yedei dibur, but only al yedei hearer, only in your mind. The other issue, which we don't have time to get to, but it's good for you to know, it's in discussion in the poskim, is the issue of tachanunim. Let's say you're reading psukim as part of tefillah. Let's say you're reciting slichos before. All right, can you recite slichos kol dem birchas haTorah? Right, you're not learning the psukim, but you're saying psukim as part of tachanunim, as part of tefillah. To the big machlokes in the poskim, does that require a birchas mitzvah? And again, if we have time, that will depend on whether the focus is on the mitzvah shabbat or is it just on the shevach. But we're probably not going to get time to discuss that. But the thing we're going to discuss is hearer. So let's try to discuss that right now. Right. So the issue of whether hearer divrei Torah requires a birchas haTorah or not. So the first right approach adopted by the Gra is that Birchas HaTorah is required for hearer. And this is the Gra, which we quote in the first day of the Sugya. The Gra famously says, of course you need to recite a Birchas HaTorah before hearer. Why? Exactly, because you're Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah by hearer Divrei Torah. So, and since, says the Gra, since the bracha, Birchas HaTorah, is a Birchas HaMitzvah on the Talmud Torah, so anytime you're Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so therefore you should recite Birchas HaTorah, and therefore, says the Gra, the Gra, disagree with the Shulchan Aruch, which we'll get to in just a moment, and say you need to recite Birchas HaTorah even before hearer Divrei Torah. Fine. So again, while the Gra justifies this approach within the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, you could similarly justify it within the Divrei Shevach approach, right? Especially if you focus on the Ramban. Remember the Ramban, right? What was the Ramban say? Remember back to the Ramban said, why does Torah require a Divrei Shevach? Because it's maybe, right? It says, V'hodzi inu hamasim haritzuyim lefanav shebehem ninanchel chai olam haba. It informs us of the ma'asim that it takes to basically, merit Olam Haba. So from that perspective, it's all focused on the contents, right? That this content of Torah basically informs us of what we need to do to merit Olam Haba. So then you can justify, hearer Divrei Torah requiring Birchas HaTorah, even from the perspective of Shevach. Because when you're Mahara B'Divrei Torah, you're being Mahara in the content of Torah. So from the perspective of, if the Shevach is focused on the content of the Torah, like the Ramban says, so then you can similarly say, by being Mahara B'Divrei Torah, you're being Mahara in the content of the Torah, you're being Mahara on everything that's going to bring you to Olam Haba. So again, while the Gra justifies this approach of requiring Birchas HaTorah for hearer Divrei Torah within the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, you could easily justify it within the Shevach approach, especially if you take the Ramban's version of the Shevach, that it's focused not so much on the Chetzah Shel Torah, but rather just on the content of Torah being Mevi Lidei Olam Haba. That's important. That's the first approach. The second approach, adopted by the Shulchan Aruch, is that no, Birchas HaTorah is not required for hearer Divrei Torah. Birchas HaTorah only applies for when you're being medaber in Divrei Torah, and perhaps also, I believe, ksiva Sefer Torah as well. Right? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Amahara, this is in Mem Zayin Dalid, where the Shulchan Aruch explicitly states, Amahara b'Divrei Torah, Eino Tzarech Levarech, hearer alone doesn't require a bracha. And the Nosekelim on the spot, right, the Taz there in Sivkatan Gimel, and the Magen Avram there in Sivkatan Beis, say, what's the basis of the Shulchan Aruch's, Mahalach? Why is it that Hirur Divrei Torah doesn't require Birchas HaTorah? Exactly, Hirur Lav Kedibur Dami. So they assume, because Hirur is not Dibur, so therefore, they take it as a Dabur Pashut, right, that once Hirur is not Dibur, so therefore there is no Birchas HaTorah required. But the question we have to now analyze is, since when is Dibur the Mechayev? Right? Why would Maharer only be Mechayev if Hearer was Kedibur Dami? Since when is Dibur the Mechayev of Birchas Torah? Right? Right. Right. Clear contrast, just like the Gruz question. What do you mean? Talmud Torah is Bain Hearer, Bain Dibur. So the big question on the Shulchan Aruch is, why is it that hearer is not mechayev birchas haTorah? So again, you have to analyze this shita within both the birchas haShevach approach and within the Birchas HaMitzvah approach. So within the Birchas HaShevach approach, if you take, let's say, Reb Chaim's version of it, I sort of made reference to this before, if you take Reb Chaim's version that the Chetza Shel Torah is Mechayev HaShevach, so then you can say you need a concrete Chetza Shel Torah to be Mechayev Birchas HaTorah. And maybe hear her, which is only in your mind, it's lav kedibur dami, basically saying it's nothing concrete, it's not, hero is not considered a concrete dibur, so therefore, if it's not a concrete dibur, you have no chefza shel Torah to mechayev birchas Torah. So if we asked, why are the Nosei Kelim assuming that dibur is the mechayev? Because it could be, again, at least within the birchas HaShevach approach, if you think that it's not, like we were saying before, that the content of Torah is mechayev Shevach, but it's really engaging with chefza shel Torah, so maybe only a dibur or a ksiva constitutes a chefza shel Torah, masha inkein a hearer, which just remains in your mind, that's not a chefza shel Torah, to be mechayev birchas HaTorah. So that's the way, that's one way to explain it within birchas HaShevach. The question is there any way to justify this shita within even the birchas HaMitzvah approach? Right, based on the Gros Kasha, you're clearly mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah through hearer. So, is there any way to justify this shita of the Shulchan Aruch of saying no, hearer is not chayev in Birchas HaTorah, even though Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah focused on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? So, a beautiful mahalach again offered by the Rav and other Achronim. I've heard this mahalach, you know, in Shirim in the past. I forgot which Achronim were quoted. But say this same idea that I recently saw in the Rav, in the Rishimos. And that is a beautiful idea, which again, it's a good way to, you know, end the Shirim on, is a beautiful idea. They basically, these Achronim and the Rav, say as follows. That if you look carefully at the way the Rambam formulates the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in Sefer HaMitzvos, he puts two things together. What are the two mitzvahs he puts together in one mitzvah? Teaching Torah and what? And learning Torah. He puts both limud and lelamed within the mitzvahs aseh yudav. We'll read it in just a moment. So say this achronim, beautiful idea, that the only type of limud haTorah which warrants a birchas haTorah is the type of Torah which could also be transmitted and to be mekayim the other aspect of the mitzvah of melamed. So only a type of Torah which can not only be learnt through limud, but could also be conveyed through melamed, through lelamed Torah, only such type of Torah is subject to birchas HaTorah. This idea being that given the fundamental connection between lilmud and melamed, the only type of lilmud which warrants a birchas HaTorah is the type of Torah which could also can be conveyed through lilamed, right? Only the type of Torah which can fulfill both aspects of this single mitzvah, right? Where do you see this idea that both lilmud and lilamed, and again, obviously, just to spell it out, obviously hearer, you can learn through hearer, but you can't transmit, right, Torah through your thoughts, right? If you're thinking and you're not able to explain what you're thinking with words or through ksiva, obviously that's not, hearer is not a medium to transmit Torah to Mekayim, the other aspect of the mitzvah of Melamed. This is a beautiful Rambam, where the Rambam, I just want to end off with an important yisod, we'll just do this quickly, but the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos Aseh Yud Aleph, again says Mitzvah Yud Aleph, Shetzivano Lilmod Chachmas HaTorah Ulalamda, puts both Lilmod and Lamed together. And what's the Rambam's beautiful raya, that they're both part of the same mitzvah? He says they both come from what? From exactly, beautiful. They both Lamed and Lilmod come from Shinantam Levanach. Right, we know Vishnantam Lebanecha, right, Banecha Elu Talmidecha. So clearly, right, the Chazal understand that Vishnantam Lebanecha there is in the realm of teaching, the Lelamed part. But that same, the same words of Vishnantam Lebanecha is also the basis of the famous Maimar Chazal of Yashimuchudadam Besoch Picha, that your learning should be so clear to you that whenever, right, someone asks you a question, you can answer it right away. So says the Rambam beautifully. If the same words of Shinantam Levanach are both used as a makor for Lelamed and Lomot, obviously, says the Rambam, they're two sides of the same coin. They're both part of a single mitzvah. But I'd like to just, you know, conclude by asking a question of, okay, this is a great raya of the Rambam, that they're part of the same mitzvah, but what is the Rambam's conception of Talmud Torah such that Lilmot and Lamed are two sides of the same coin? If you think about it, they seem to be very different things. One is all about you learning, you understanding the Torah, and the other one's about you teaching. So how is learning and teaching connected such that, right, what, basically, what's the Rambam's, in short, what's the Rambam's conception of Talmud Torah such that Lulmod and Lamed are two sides of the same coin? What do you mean? They seem to be two distinct things. One's about teaching and one's about learning. So it's possible to suggest an idea as follows, and with this we'll conclude. And that is, perhaps the Rambam thinks that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is all about becoming part of the Shalshalas HaMesorah. It's all about becoming part of that Mesorah. Once you understand that Talmud Torah is all about becoming part of that chain of the Mesorah, so then, yeah, Lilmod and Lamed are two sides of the same coin, or two sides of the same link, right? The idea being that Lilmod is all about connecting to the earlier links, and Lamed is all about connecting to the links that come after you. So again, if you understand that Talmud Torah is all about entering into the Shalshalas HaMesorah, so then you can, once that's the conception of what Talmud Torah is about, then Lilmod and Lamed, yeah, become two sides of the same coin. Because it's all, they're just, right, you're the link in the middle, and then you're linking to people, to those in front of you, and the link to people after you. One's the Lilmod, and the other one is the Lamed. So again, if your conception of Talmud Torah is all about becoming part of the Shalshalas HaMesorah, which obviously is a beautiful idea, which again, which we know, which is obviously a core component about Torah, which is so much about Mesorah, you know, Mishnayos and Avos, etc., etc. So then perhaps you can understand the Rambam's conception of grouping both Lamed and Lilmod together, and with that, you know, the Rav explained, and the Rav and other Akronim explained, that's why Birchas HaTorah doesn't apply, according to Shulchan Aruch, and within four Hirur Divrei Torah, because the only type of Torah which is subject to Birchas HaTorah is the type of Torah which fills, you know, Talmud Torah in its you know, to the max, both components of Lamed and Lilmod. We'll stop here. Thank you all for a wonderful summer and sticking out to the end.